This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Welcome back. Now, let's pick up where we left off.
We're Luna.
And this is Gayotic.
Our podcast about absolutely nothing and yet everything, hosted by us homosexuals.
Who all share one brain cell.
Oh my God.
I'm Josette.
I'm Katie.
I'm Naomi.
The three of us have been in a band together for years. We've been friends for a decade, and we've been gay since the beginning of time.
Oh, yes. What needs to be done is we need to fucking go home.
Yeah, I need to go home.
Yeah.
This episode is called I need to go home.
I need to go home with Ivan Barry.
I need to go home with
Ivan. Mama, please.
Mama.
I really like how tight your little pajama pants are.
That's the biggest I had. It's quite simply that's the answer.
Okay.
You know what this episode is actually called?
They had
Big Man in a Tiny World.
This is
Ivan Barry, the story.
the Ivan Barry the story, not the Ivan Barry story.
No, Ivan Barry
the story.
Wow, and it's like a double entendre because I'm so tall. I'm practically a story.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Wait. So let's give.
If this tea spills on me,
it's not going to.
You guys, it's going to be bumpy. You're going to say where we are.
Yeah,
and how
I'm
we're doing.
Say, so the
this is another tourisode.
I know. Can't believe it. The last two we did were like at the beginning of a tour. We were. So naive.
We didn't even know then.
We were excited about being on a deluxe bus.
Yeah.
It is deluxe still.
It is still deluxe.
And I love her. I love her.
Yeah. We had a spirit of playfulness, which has since been crushed out of us.
Which has since been brutally
powder.
You know, brutally extracted and killed
really
in a surgical
sad.
Manner.
It really is sad.
Okay. In my mind.
We are right now driving from Reading. We just played Reading Festival. This is... we've played 3 of 4 shows in a row.
Hell.
The first three were all festivals. And we're driving from Reading to Ireland. We're going there for the first time. We're going to Dublin.
Katie's gone ahead and done an offensive accent.
I'm allowed to do it. I'm allowed to do it.
Followed quickly.
She's thick with the Irish.
I'm allowed to do
it. She's thick with that Irish blood. Look at her.
So we got on the bus at 6 p.m. It started moving at 6 p.m.
Yeah.
We're going to be getting on a ferry at 1:30 in the morning.
This is the glamorous rock star life.
We will be kicked off of the bus while we are on the ferry. And then at 5:30, we're going to be kicked off of the ferry.
Maybe
back
a little sooner.
The bus.
A little sooner, yeah.
Yeah, but Frankie got us
bunks on the ferry because she's a queen. But basically everyone is trapped on the bus right now.
Everyone else is asleep, and the three of us were going to record alone. My initial plan was to have Gio and Ivan record with us, and then I didn't think they were going to be awake, and then
he
came
arose.
Out of the
he's
hallway,
risen.
And I said, oh my God, what are you doing? Oh my God.
And he said, I'm going to pour myself a nice
glass of wine.
And I said, are you ready to be on a podcast?
Wine. I said, huh? Yeah.
And look at him.
Please welcome to the pod, Ivan Barry. He needs no introduction.
No, maybe he does.
He's our production manager, and he's also a listener of this podcast.
Yeah, Ivan listens to this podcast when he is lonely from tour, and Ivan is our longest, I guess, employee.
Our longest serving.
Our longest currently serving.
This is true.
He's otherwise known as the last one standing.
Longest serving soldier in the Muna army.
Ivan, the only one who's done a nude photo shoot of us as an employee. And has survived and not sued yet.
And Ivan is...
And the more you bring it up on this podcast, the more...
likely we are.
The shorter the deposition will have.
Yeah, exactly.
And
exactly.
Ivan is straight. He's our, I believe, second... Oh, no, because we had some other people. Was Gio featured on the last one?
Yeah, there were some straights featured on the last one. And Ivan briefly
and
featured on the last one, I believe.
Ivan is gay in
adjacent.
His heart.
Ivan is gay Jason.
He's gay Jason. Yes. Yeah.
And gay
also,
men love Ivan.
Yeah, I mean, I think because you're such a bear, like that in a way is also a part of being.
And
gay
I love
Jason.
Their love.
Of you, or you love their love in general?
Just in general. It's nice.
It's nice. I love gay
So you don't
love
it of you?
I mean, I do, but that's a bit narcissistic, isn't it?
I think it's okay.
No, I think it's okay.
I like it all.
I would like our listeners who have never seen Ivan, I would like everybody to send in a portrait of what they think this man looks like based off his sensuous voice.
It would probably be pretty accurate.
It would be pretty close to accurate.
Imagine what someone named Ivan Barry looks like and send us your best guess.
Yeah.
Ivan Barry. Imagine what someone named Ivan.
Ivan Vincent Xavier Barry.
Social security number S.
6969. 420.
Were you just going to say social security number SSN?
No, I was gonna start saying numbers, but then I realized I was going to start saying numbers that were familiar to me for a reason.
for reasons unknown.
Okay, everybody at the count of three.
Say your socials. Yeah. Everyone at home, say your socials out loud.
Socials.
To your left, look to your right. Say your social to them.
Open Siri. Yeah. I mean, there's nothing. Okay, this episode is gonna be chaos. So if you don't like listening to when we fucking talk over each other, go ahead and click this episode and click it off.
I feel
pretty calm. Honestly, go ahead and turn your phone off and restart it.
And throw it away.
Go ahead and put.
It's not like it's doing anything good for you anyway.
It's only chaos and rotting carcasses.
Have you had your phone like on service for the whole time that we've been here?
Yeah, he works.
Oh, yeah.
You have to.
Do you have a monthly
international pass?
He
works. He's working the whole time, every day.
If I have my service turned off for any amount of time, I will turn it back on to a flurry of emails and texts.
A disaster could happen.
Yeah.
Ivan is our production.
Do you want to try and explain what you do?
Okay, let's
explain to us, because I know it.
And then explain how we have exploited your labor.
Do you want me to explain?
Should Katie try to?
One of my favorite things that has recently happened.
Oh no!
Is meeting, I think it was your friend in
Moira,
Germany.
Yeah.
Moira goes, oh, Ivan, I've heard all about him. He hands you guitars.
that was amazing.
That's not
it's never the labor, you know.
She's seen
it's never the hardworking
you.
Labor. It's just the labor that is seen.
True.
You were just but
that
an iceberg. You know what I mean? Your labor is mighty underneath.
It's true.
With emails, setting up things, getting complaints,
text messages, radio. Radio abuse,
cables,
which is what I heard today.
Cables
for sure are involved.
Yeah. So what does a production manager do? What does a normal production manager do? And then what does the production manager of the band Muna do?
What is a neurodivergent?
Oh yeah, we can talk about ADHD.
We could, but we'll never stay on task.
Yeah. We could try to make an episode on ADHD, but we won't be able to get through a sentence.
It's gonna go off the rails.
The way your face was crazy. I wish you could see
doing
it.
I'm doing a wealthy laugh for everyone who's listening.
In mass, the production manager is in charge of all things that are on like production side. So like things that you would literally see on the stage.
Mostly cables, instruments,
lots and lots of cabling,
plugging in,
plugging out, like,
switches,
clickers, buttons.
But that's the easiest thing to do. Like, production manager is a lot easier to describe than tour manager because tour manager is so like
nebulous,
and it involves everything, but you can point at very few physical things. Mm-hmm. It's a much harder job.
Sure.
Production manager is a lot easier to quantify. I'm just in charge of moving cases around, getting things out of those cases, cabling them up. Ultimately.
Yeah,
but you basically set up like a Wizard of Oz station.
Like you handle the crew.
Yeah.
You handle the band. You handle the show.
Ivan doesn't just do production. He also does playback.
He does
playback and guitar and he's stage manager.
Like, the jobs that.
And what is backline?
Backline, for those of you, it's all the instrumentation. So the guitars and keyboards and drums, not the bass, because the bass doesn't matter canonically.
Sorry, George. As an instrument, yeah, it doesn't instrument, really it matter.
Served best in the tracks.
Gio's in his bed, spooning a life-size doll of Ivan, waiting for...
On one side, on the other side is a five-string bass.
Ooh. Yeah. Did you know Ivan likes to be a little spoon?
Yeah.
Of course, that makes perfect sense.
It's quite lovely. To be fair, I love being Big Spoon because I'm designed for it, but being Little Spoon because I'm such a big
spoon. Even if you're designed for Big Spoon, really nice. Such as a person, such as myself, hello.
Hello.
You'll know. I love being Little Spoon.
I loved being your Big Spoon.
I knew you would know. That's why I looked at you.
Wow.
I love being a Little Spoon. Hold me, baby.
Are you primarily?
No.
Oh, yeah.
But when it happens, it's a treat. You know,
wow.
this sounds,
I like being Big Spoon.
Same.
This is like the straight version of top and bottom.
Yeah, it is.
Big spoon, little spoon.
Definitely.
I'm topping and then I'm rolling right over and hoping to be little
I'm actually
spoon.
A power little spoon. So
yeah,
you know.
I think really when I am Little Spoon, I have to be power Little Spoon because I'm get particular. We were talking about this the other day. I don't like it when people touch me too gently. Light,
yeah.
Too gently.
Yeah. And I also don't like it when.
It's profoundly interesting.
Do you get ticklish or do you just not?
No, she makes her want to fight.
Really don't like it. It just makes me want to smack somebody.
She like looked at me when she said it.
Because I feel like you would do that.
She seriously is obsessed with me.
Katie has these concepts of what Joe's like.
Whatever. We're not getting into it on the pod, but
So Ivan.
Yeah.
What is the weirdest? Okay, you know, let's start from the beginning. How did you first start working with us? When did you know you had a career of being self-made music engineer, man?
So it's funny you should say that. My mom texted me like in the last few months. She's like, you remember what you told me when you were a child? Which is a fucking crazy text. Be like,
you remember what you told me?
You know how many fucking things I said to you when I was a kid? Way more than
you
now.
You know what kids say all the time? Complete, just nonsense. Nonstop nonsense.
But
yeah.
No,
she latched on.
Particularly
latched on.
Profound. It was that, mom, when I grow up, one of these days I'm going to get up, but not now, I'd like to go to sleep and I'm sick. when I grow up.
Can I please have a glass of water?
When I grow up, when I'm not a rock star on the road, aww, I'm going to invent things in my basement.
So cool.
I said that when I was a fucking child.
You fucking kind of do both.
Before I knew what the word for engineer was, I called it inventor.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
And that's elementary school, Ivan.
You are an inventor. You have a special brain.
I wish an Ivan on every group of dykes.
Ivan is queer coded.
I told you, my partner is convinced that you're a really, really
fish.
Stealth.
The fish
trans
is fish. That's
man.
Fish.
Dude, this yeah. man can't. I gotta be honest. Like, it's not possible.
I hate to break it to your partner, but it's simply not
possible.
Possible.
Yeah.
No level of testosterone.
You can't change bones.
No, dude. This Ivan. How tall are you?
6'4".
6'4".
Anything could happen.
Dude, his hands. Have you you saw what his feet did yesterday?
Yeah.
Look about his hands.
And maybe if people are really lucky, we'll blur out the feet, but we'll post these to our to our Instagram stories and add them to the chaotic highlight reel. What'd you do with your feet last night?
Well,
on the bus?
Was that last night?
Yes, it was.
First thing I did. Oh, you know why you're confused is because we're also currently
in a night.
What we thought was last night.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
But it was last night.
You guys thought it was a different night?
Oh, because everybody took a nap. Everyone took a nap.
Woke up at 9:30.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's everybody confusing. Yeah.
So last night, they had a bit of a foot Olympics earlier without me.
Yeah.
And they were referencing
because we didn't
it.
Know.
Well, Frankie was acting pretty cocky because she wants to be on OnlyFans.
She wants to be on OnlyFans.
I share that sentiment.
I'm so fucking dumb for reasons that I'll explain. I literally put a coffee between my legs and I said, God, I hope my drawstrings don't fall in it. And then I watch them one by one. One falls Cascade. In. I reach to pull it out. The other one immediately falls in. I'm like, I'm so dumb. Okay, anyway.
Okay.
Footlympics.
So, had a Footlympics. And then they're talking about doing more of it. And I similarly got pretty cocky about, like, I could do whatever it was you were doing. I'll tell you that right now. Like, okay. I was like, and it was like peel a banana. And I was
what
like,
well, we never peeled that way.
We did never peeled a banana. We didn't even do that. That was crazy.
Oh, I thought you had already peeled the banana.
No, he set the bar really high by opening
Cole,
a banana Donkey Kong style.
I really loved Cole. Cole kind of like murdered the banana.
Cole psychopathically.
But that's the way I would have done
that's
it.
That's our
What's
lighting
insane
it,
is that
our
Ivan,
lighting engineer.
Ivan grabbed the banana and it was like, you know, the way that monkeys do bananas, like stem down.
By the way, proper way.
That is the
proper
way.
That's how Ivan did it with his feet.
Played Mario Kart.
Yeah. And he did it like so gently.
Yeah.
I knew I could do it because I'm profoundly lazy. I'm not a huge fan of bending over to get things.
So
I got
you grab things
I'll
with your
fucking
feet.
Use them.
Yeah. Oh, really?
So you have training. Skills developed?
I'll be honest. Sometimes when I don't want to grab something from the ground,
I'll
if it's filthy, I'll toe that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm never doing that.
You should start.
I'm always doing that.
That's something
it takes a lot for him. It takes a lot for him to go down.
We gotta stretch you out.
Yeah.
I desperately need to stretch.
You proved though that you were limber last night with the. So the first one we had him do
was
open
banana.
The banana, and then what was after that?
The second one, Joe was frantically looking around trying to find a way to one up this, So the second one was, okay, then match what we did last time. That was a
open
big
the
thing.
Candy.
That was,
yeah,
open
candy
this bar. Unreal chocolate.
Today's Sponsored. Episode is brought to you by Unreal, or it could be if they reached out.
We yes. love them.
Unreal chocolate, God damn it, hits good.
We
ooh,
already
ooh,
we
ooh,
ate
ooh,
all,
delicious.
They gave us a box of chocolate. We ate it in 4 days.
The vegans
Five
and
days?
The non-vegans yeah. love it. Delicious chocolate.
I love it.
Okay.
It absolutely.
Anyway,
it
yeah, it just it absolutely truly bangs.
Okay, so then he did that.
So I opened that with what I would say is stunning ease and quickness.
It was
with the quickness.
It was almost absolutely. Sad, honestly.
I opened it up pretty fucking fast. Faster than I think anyone was expecting.
Yeah,
it was
it
extremely
almost took the fun
fast.
Out of it. I'll be honest. It was like, okay, and, so that's not even a hard thing.
And then
to do.
Joe said, okay,
that's not even hard.
Open a bag of chips and eat a chip.
with his toe, a single chip in between the tippy toes into the mouth.
Now, if we are able to use advanced editing technology to blur out Ivan's feet so they are not free, so that he can retain the monetary value of his feet, we will post this video to Instagram stories in its entirety, and it will reveal him not only easily opening the bag with speed, but then a few minutes of sort of careful...
the bag came open quick.
Extraction.
Yeah, it was the extraction.
It then became, how do I get my foot into what we all collectively in Zeitgeist understand
bag.
To be a bag of mostly air.
Yeah, yeah.
And at the very bottom,
say that.
Seven chips.
yeah. So the chip industry
has
is,
a big
is
issue.
To blame.
So the thing that was so spectacular about the whole job, well, obviously he completed it. We wouldn't be gushing.
We wouldn't be here if
we
not.
Wouldn't be. Yeah, we would have all
the butterfly
away.
The butterfly effect.
Still have a job.
The butterfly effect.
But the butterfly
by the way,
effect. Yeah,
that not effect. Happening.
But the thing that was
structurally changed the outlook. The,
so
the whole.
It was a small. I would
of
say
reality.
A fun size bag. Of chips,
yes.
You know what I'm saying, like the
sweet
ones that you
chili.
Get. Yeah, it was sweet chili.
Sweet chili
in
is a is a flavor that the people in the UK love.
Yeah. So the thing is, Ivan, what size shoe do you have?
13 wide.
Yep,
13 wide. Feel
wide.
Free to send through some
so,
shoes.
So he opened the fun size bag, and then he was holding the bag with his one foot, and then. Going in with his other foot, but his foot is so big, his little pinky toe is just outside, also holding the bag up.
It
wow,
was gorgeous.
He's going in with his big toe, and what would you call this? Your
middle toe?
No, the not the middle, the one next to the big toe.
That's
what do you call
that
the one
is
next
kind
to
of what I would call
toe.
My middle
your square toe.
Toe.
No, I say he's how I call it
point
your,
index
your,
toe.
Your big neck toe. Your big neck toe. Bing him. As we all know, you have your Bing Dick toe.
And then we have a hebertation.
Hebertation. This reminds me of how I've said I multiple times.
Bing Dick toe.
Bing Dick toe.
First, obviously, if we're speaking from a purely Latin scientific perspective on the pedis, this is the mundus bingdecto.
So, I refer to it's you have your
pedis,
your big toe,
otherwise known as the bingdecto.
Because I big in index is what happened. Index. Bingdecto.
I think, oh my god!
Everybody at home say bing deck toe, bing deck toe.
Then you have your, then you have your index toe,
yeah.
Your middle toe,
yeah.
Obviously, your ring toe,
yeah,
ring toe,
yeah.
And your pinky toe.
Okay. Yeah, I Wait, agree. That's why I said index.
That's too many toes.
Well, that's if you have five. As
reveals
most people,
a shocking
your
secret.
Your bing deck toe.
Wow.
Your
so
index
that's
toe.
Interesting.
Your
I
middle
would call
toe,
this the middle toe due to your, the way it looks.
I know.
Ring
that's
toe.
The thing.
No.
Is I'm looking at that and I'm thinking that's my swear toe.
It's not in the fucking middle.
I know, but.
But look at it.
Look, your middle finger's in the middle. The middle
your
toe.
Big toe is your still, fucking thumb.
Okay.
Your
but,
big toe's your thumb.
Yeah. Yeah,
but
absolutely. It's your index. If you look at your hand.
No, shut up,
like,
girl.
Your thumb isn't really relevant if we're doing analogous to feet.
This is still how it
you know
is.
What I mean?
It
I mean,
is relevant, like, Katie. We're talking about the pedis.
If you fold in your thumb, that
yeah.
looks way more
hey,
like
guess
a foot.
What? Hey, guess
envisage
what, Katie,
the pedis.
Guess what?
Do you think it's
guess
maybe
what?
Weird
you
how
have four toes or
giant
fucking five?
Fucking big
I
your
five
big toe is?
Yeah, it's.
And
Katie's
how four
big
of them look like the same, and then one of them looks massive?
But that's not really true for me. To
I'm looking at it.
You think my big toe is
twice the size of your other toes?
It's
absolutely.
Twice the width. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Look, dude, look at your fucking hand. Look at
bing
his hand.
Deck toe.
Look at his thumb. Do you fart?
No.
She just is. She's...
I didn't. I swear to God. I mean, maybe when we were laughing so hard.
Bing
deck. I don't know.
It reminds me of how many times I've said reads.
No one's,
I'm sorry.
No one's going to understand bing deck toe when we get
yeah,
out of this
Reed's
room, guys.
Letting.
Did you say that?
I've said Reed's letting to production officials. At both Leeds
at
and Reading.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, well, we've done Reed's Letting. I mean, whatever it's called.
Do you think it's because of brain rot because of this tour?
I think it's because...
Oh, we've been talking about this. Your brain's
all...
been rotting in general.
Yes.
Do you think since
when did
COVID?
It start?
Since COVID, yeah. We all got COVID.
I think, yeah, since COVID. Yeah.
Long COVID?
Long COVID. Long COVID, but I don't know, you know?
Dude, I...
It's very spooky.
Since COVID, dude, since COVID...
They can't do anything about it.
I feel stupider. Like, I do feel
yeah.
fucking dumb.
I feel like I went to Jupiter.
Yeah.
And I'm scared about
we
it.
We don't have the science necessarily
no,
to
no,
know
no,
what
no.
kind of disabling
Child.
Event
no,
that was.
No, this is a medical podcast.
I do
podcast.
Feel prepared to say it was a mass disabling event.
Feel free to take medical advice from this, everyone. Go to the doctor.
You know what I will say? I think I like you more, though, now. You're way funny. You've been laughing way more since you've been tired. From
Me?
The long time, yeah.
From
what?
The from the long time, yeah. I like
Wait,
you. I
you
have
like
to say, I like you way more.
You
now.
Like me more since I got COVID.
I think I you. You
or
I
since
think,
I got on medication.
No, I think since you
no,
become
you were...
maybe you become dumbed down to my level. I think you're way funnier.
Wait, I have to say something problematic.
Katie's always been able to go to silly goofy mode, but maybe
no,
there
no,
was
no,
a
no,
cloud
no,
of depression.
No,
what are you talking
no,
about?
No,
since
I,
when?
I like it when you're so tired that you're dumb, okay?
I don't understand what...
I'm
gonna,
talking
what
about
is
every
time
of our
frame?
Lives.
This is what we're going to do.
But
we're going to make
when?
Katie stay up all night, every night.
I don't
night.
Know since when, because her. I am still having the same problem.
When did I get dumb?
I don't know when I got dumb.
That doesn't make sense, because you've been
Shut
dumb,
up, I hate you.
Okay.
Shut up, I hate you. I never had to try at anything. But I'm always good. A genius.
That is Josette's problem in life.
I
you
know it
kind of
is.
Work hard for anything.
It is. What were you gonna say
Piece
about the bing deck toe?
okay, a friend of mine was talking about how she went on a vacation and she got stuck there for like an extra week, and
yeah.
she is on psych meds, and so she
uh oh. inadvertently ended up like going off of her meds.
That's why you always bring extra.
She takes one of the same meds that I do. And so now she ended up like fully going off of that med.
That's a bing dick.
And she said, you know, it's nice because I do kind of feel like this medication made me dumb.
Oh.
And I was like, you know that I'm on it.
I gotta be honest. I gotta be honest. How long has it been?
For her?
Yeah.
Couple weeks.
Let's just wait.
Until she's off?
Yeah.
Joe is literally the most anti going off your meds person
that
could exist.
No, this is my tea. And then I gotta get back to Ivan Barry.
Are you on psych meds?
No.
No, I desperately
But he has
been.
Been. He has
so
been.
Crazy.
Desperately.
I feel like
my tea is
you. Maybe he'd like them.
I would love them. Yeah. Actually.
Yeah. Maybe it'll help his bing dick toe.
Bing dick toe.
So my tea is I'm bipolar.
Indeed.
Wow. I know it's a shocker. Shocker. Everybody
really
knows
tea.
It. Everybody knows it.
Everybody knows.
But
you say you think everybody knows.
Everybody knows.
You.
Yeah, I mean,
everybody
I don't think I could get as wild and crazy as I can if you didn't have something a little bit knocked loose.
Yeah. If anybody knows Josette Maskin, they know she loves to get wild and crazy.
It is true. I'm crazy without any substances.
I am.
I
so
literally
much
rubbed
fun
my ass. I literally I rubbed my butt. You can keep this on the record. I rubbed my butt.
And pussy.
And armpits that were dirty on your bed and laughed and rolled around.
Maniacally.
Yeah, totally normal. Anyways, thing is, it's just like, you're better.
That would have been way crazier to do to Naomi. Because I think we've established,
no,
and I really hate
that's a crazy
establishing
thing
a narrative.
That's a crazy thing for anyone to do.
No, but like, you did it on top of my covers that were like at the foot of my bed. If you had done it on my pillow, that would have been really like an abomination. But,
yeah, but
you did it.
But do normal people have the impulse to say, I'm going to rub my whole, not normal people, but
I'm sure
saying
Ivan and
Gio
are doing that type of shit.
I don't know.
This
there's
is the
not
stuff
any
you have
normal
to do to
people
survive
in this
tour.
No, yeah. I'm just saying I'm easily knocked off
center.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm a little bit wild. Yeah. I don't care. But I'm just saying that. I do think it's like you get better because you're experiencing a homeostasis. And so you're like, I kind of miss when I was just a little bit more razzle dazzled,
uh-huh.
or at least you have this idea that you were before.
Yeah.
And so you're like, I'm going to stop taking my medication that made me actually have some sort of homeostasis in a normal fucking life. And then you do this dance with yourself. But that's just me and my thing.
No, I definitely do a dance. I haven't actually gone off
any
meds.
I dance with myself
but...
on the medication.
Yeah.
I dance with myself on the medication.
I think every once in a while I get it. I have a rhythm of
absolutely.
Being like, it would be a good idea to taste the pain once again.
But you taste a little, you eat drops on the medication.
I do.
Exactly. Wait, Ivan, let's go back to us, the most important thing in the world. Because
can you just say like everything you kind of ever have thought about me?
Oh, that was different than I was going to say. I was gonna say, how did you end up working for us? Because we never talked about that. But how about you do Katie's
They're
question
intersecting
first?
Stories.
Okay, great. Let's hear it. Let me start by saying this show, Gaiotic, is sponsored by BetterHelp.
How are you guys doing right now? Speaking of BetterHelp.
Not
in.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, you know, living in the world as we're experiencing it now can often be, you know, at times you'll feel elated and at other times you'll feel very depressed. And I think we oscillate between those two emotions frequently. And
Absolutely.
It's hard to do that by yourself.
Definitely.
Well, that's why it's so nice to have a therapist that you can talk to help bring you back to what you care about in life, or just talk about, you know, the everyday problems of existence.
Yeah.
You know?
We are very pro therapy as a band.
Hell
and
yeah.
I'm also pro like getting help where you can find it. And what I love about BetterHelp is how accessible it is for people to try. I have a lot of friends where BetterHelp was like the first therapist that they
I was going to mention a friend
found.
Of ours who had a BetterHelp, who found his therapist through BetterHelp is an individual that travels quite a bit and mm-hmm. needed to be able to do it over the phone. And yeah, it's like starting therapy can be a lot like starting to date. And mm-hmm. it makes you feel very nervous, and you do have to find the right person, and mm-hmm. BetterHelp can, you know, kind of facilitate that process a little bit.
Definitely. So we encourage all y'all to visit betterhelp.com/gayotic today, and you can get 10% off of your first month. That's betterhelp.com/gayotic. Go to therapy, y'all. Go.
Please
get help.
You're
listening to Gayotic? Go to therapy.
Put the podcast down and get help with BetterHelp.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All one narrative. In the summer of 2017, when the future still seemed like something we all wanted.
Or if it seemed even possible that there was one.
Things have changed. Yeah, absolutely. How they have changed. No.
1 year after Trump was elected, we're like,
oh,
the
my
bright
God. Yeah.
Times were ahead.
Was that one? Was that Covfefe?
That was Covfefe.
Was that
not
the year of Covfefe?
Yeah, it was.
That was the year of Covfefe.
Covfefe.
I don't know.
I intercepted a transmission that was sent to me from my friend about you guys needing transport of a vehicle. Mm-hmm. So you were on tour.
Wait,
with
who is it from? Scott or Brian?
Brian.
Scott didn't know Ivan.
That's so crazy.
Which is, yeah.
None of us knew this man.
Brian did this.
Yeah.
He did this.
Brian's done a lot.
Brian is our old bass player and also who
and
helps us MD things.
Yeah.
And, you know,
he's a motherfucking paramour.
Brian has an awesome fucking girlfriend.
Yeah. And he was on Vampire Weekend.
And so does Ivan, actually. Shout out to Maddie.
I do.
Yeah.
Crazy little connection. Paige from BG Camp was in Molly's class.
That is so funny.
What?
Molly is Brian's older sister. Brian Jones'
what?
Older sister. That is
like,
so
graduated,
funny.
Like, 2010 to my 2011. Of my competing high school. Competing.
You're doing
I
so
said it,
good.
We're going
and
good,
keep
guys.
It there. Fuck.
Bing back.
Everybody, if you're at home, go ahead and press the bing deck alarm. Bing, 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 bing deck. That's when something bing decky happens.
Okay. So you and Brian grew up together and he was your bestie.
Yes.
In Nova,
Northern Virginia, for those of you out there who
don't
know that.
He was friends with you even though you lived in the woods.
Yes.
And in Ivan's red shack.
In my little red brick shack.
Call a child's home a shack is absolutely insane.
She didn't say
insane.
Shack. She didn't. That was.
She
Ivan
quoted
was
him
probably,
against him. She quoted him against him.
Came out of my fucking mouth and she thought, well, he said it.
He said
I was just thinking
so
it.
So I don't have to. Yeah. Yeah.
So you guys needed, you're in a Sprinter van
and you were on tour with Group Love and or Bleachers, I think
maybe both at the time.
Yeah. And you were doing a move where you were playing ACL both weekends. And so you would play whatever tour stop that you were on like a Friday, and then you'd need to go to the airport, fly with minimal gear to ACL, play ACL on rented gear, fly back to your next tour stop, and you needed somebody who could get that Sprinter van from where you left it to where you were coming back to both weekends in a row.
There was only one man for the job, and his job, he was so suited for the job, it was because of Taco Bell. And this is not sponsored content from Taco Bell.
We can discuss Taco Bell at length
with this man.
At long length.
Yeah. You can let us know what your tactic was. And
and it was on the East Coast. It's important to note. It was Cleveland to like Baltimore and then Baltimore. Somewhere else to somewhere else. All East Coast. And I think Scott was like, okay, Brian, you're from the East Coast. Do you know any homies from the East Coast? And Brian was like,
do I know the man?
Oh, do I? And he's not just going to drive your van. He's going to try to do everything else.
Were you working
also,
at the...
Were you were an engineer.
He was working at, working at the brewery.
I was making the fun juice, yes.
Yeah.
I was working at a distillery.
Yeah, very cool.
And were you dating the girl?
No, I wasn't.
Okay, you were single?
Because
this was following the Best Buy era?
I was...
This was after Best Buy?
I was freshly single. Sounds right.
Okay.
Wait, but were you on tour with us for this? This isn't when you were drawing, or is this pre-drawing?
No. This okay. That's summer fall of 2017.
Okay, you need to tell me because I don't remember anything.
Yeah, I do these two little things, and like I remember the first date I showed up. It was at Express Live.
Yeah, in Columbus, Ohio.
In Columbus, not Cleveland. Yeah, in Columbus. And it was so fucking hot that
day. Yeah, I remember taking a shower.
The backside of the stage that opened up into the little amphitheater.
So gnarly,
and the Prophet was, just didn't turn on because it was so hot.
It was violently hot.
And I was holding the Prophet up to the in-wall AC unit.
I remember.
And then we covered it with
photos of you.
Aluminum tape.
And we only hired you to drive at this point.
Yes.
Yep, that makes sense why you were doing all this.
But you immediately walked in. We were like, hey, the building's on fire.
Well, I'm not, how do I say this without sounding self-aggrandizing?
No, it's what the guy from Taken says. Doesn't he say something like, I possess a variety of skills?
He
doesn't also stand by and let things happen. Ivan's a go-getter.
It's also just like, okay, well, you know what? We're here and it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Tom Holland has a great line in The Avengers.
Yep.
And it goes like this, when you can do the things that I can do and the bad things happen and you don't do anything about it, the bad things happen because of you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's
shit.
How I feel
this
about
man is
literally
plagued.
Everything that happens.
This man
around.
Is plagued.
That's a lot of pressure.
This
is
man
a lot of
is
pressure.
Plagued. Yeah. My God.
And it's also just like the old, like, you know, even when I was like playing childhood sports where it's like, if no one's guarding you, it probably means somebody else is being double guarded and like court awareness, pick it up.
Imagine someone trying to guard Ivan.
It's a joke. Yeah.
I would be so afraid of this man.
Good thing I was shit at sports, but I was always fucking tall.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, totally. Impossible to guard.
Okay, so you met us and then you
that worked out pretty well, and Scott was like, all right, this guy checks out. And then you got the Harry Styles support tour. And that is when I first officially came out with
you. What were you doing for us then?
You were guitar tech.
I have my Lammy still. It says driver.
Iconic.
It
but
says
you were guitar
driver,
too,
and
right?
I was guitar tech. It was the first time you all were not self-serving guitars / literally carrying your own rig around.
Whoa.
And your fucking giant goddamn Vox amp that was
the
just
AC,
made of lead.
The fucking AC-15. It was not even AC-30. It was an AC fucking 15.
Was it really? I thought it was a 30.
It was a fucking 15, but it was huge.
In my head,
it was
so
a 30.
Big.
It was so big.
You had a Hot Rod Deluxe.
I
still got that amp.
That amp fucking rips.
I know. I still got it.
I have a permanent
back injury.
I have a permanent injury from carrying...
DC?
No, carrying the... Vox up a flight of stairs at that venue in Philly.
Oh yeah, where we saw Annika.
Yeah, I imagine
that
is
tiny
DC in my
venue.
Head. Yeah, that's where I got sick, and it was right around my birthday. And I remember thinking,
is it called something like Johnny Belinda's or
something
like
that?
Like
John and Brenda's, Johnny and Brenda's,
Johnny Berlingus,
Bingdex.
It's called Johnny Bingdex.
Bingdex. Yeah, and so I came on the Harry Styles tour with y'all, and it was three of you, Brian Jones, Scott Heiner,
I can't imagine you even guitar teching.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I.
Dude, also, I hurt my knee at this point, and Ivan, like, some of these venues, like, we
Most
played, like,
venues.
A lot of the venues just didn't
were
have...
old theaters.
Yeah, and so Ivan was carrying me up flights of stairs. And,
I remember one of the nights so vividly.
In Chicago, he carried me up six flights of stairs.
That's, yeah, I remember.
Theater is very old.
And you were putting...
Because
your knee
was so bad.
My knee was
then.
So bad. And then he used to, like, deliver me into my seat in the van. It wasn't like he was carrying me outside. He would carry me directly into my seat.
Yeah.
I also, Josette figured out you like being a little princess.
Well, I am a little princess. My God.
Yeah.
Look at me. I can't believe you guitar teching for us, because I'm like, what did we even need, like...
I was still definitely playing at least two or three guitars.
I just can't even
easily.
I can't even remember. Like, I can't even remember.
I think I was playing the... I think I was... Was I... Were we playing Fenders?
We got Ernie Balls by that point.
I had the Ernie.
You had the Silhouette. You had
the
Ernie,
Albert
Lee still.
The Ernie, the Dano, and a Telly, maybe?
But
maybe.
You guys just had a little...
I don't know that I ever served you a Telly, to be
but
fair.
Was it a Stang?
Oh, yeah.
It was a white Stang?
The white Stang.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And
yeah, yeah. That guitar
the
looks so cool, but
you
I
had
still
have
pedal board.
Yeah, what,
I think
pedal,
it was just
what
the pedals
were you
guys
using?
I was tapping delay on stage.
On a
Line 6.
Hall of Fame? No, what was it called?
I had a Hall of Fame reverb, but I was tapping on a Line 6 DL4.
I don't know if I had my Strymon shit by then.
You absolutely did.
Yeah, you did.
Did I? So I had a Strymon,
Big Sky,
and then I still have those pedals, and a Strymon.
Timeline.
Yeah, Timeline.
Yeah.
They're great. They're cool. Great. And I still have most of the pedals. I mean, OCD.
I had the,
OCD. Both of you had an OCD.
We had OCDs. We still have we still use those.
Vox, Wah.
Mine, yep. the Ibanez, the CS9.
The CS9 chorus, but the TS9.
So what they're describing is different types of little boxes.
Your head hour.
That you plug in with cables.
Just kind of funny.
Like
I mean,
I
we
said.
Still
twist
use
the knobs
we still,
on them.
We use this stuff in the studio.
The Ibanez fucking CS9 is like... the coolest chorus pedal.
Yeah,
it's so great.
Yeah. It's great.
That's
that
what,
was a big deal.
That's what
The Cure, right?
Ernie uses.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Ernie Isley.
Mm. Yeah, yeah. Ivan has built
awesome.
Pedals.
The Cure
for
is mostly
many a man
Boss
now.
Pedals, crazily enough.
Yeah, you know what I did.
Here's
notice.
The T. Boss makes fucking incredible pedals.
Yeah, they fucking
they
do.
And everyone who thinks that they don't is a poser.
Yeah, yeah. Boss pedals
rock. That's a shout.
Every like hi-fi pedal producer knows and loves Boss pedals.
Yeah, they're fucking
DHS
great.
DHS specifically is like
I like.
He's,
I'm excited
he's a Boss
to use that
fanatic.
Yeah, that's great.
He's a yeah.
Yeah.
So what did you think? So what were your first impressions when you met us?
So I remember the first thing that I saw was like I was like, all right, Muna, I'm gonna look up a video, and the first thing I saw was the Election Day Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh wow.
And I was like,
dude, we've known each other so long.
Yeah.
It's insane.
The first thing I thought was, well, my mom is a brutally radical feminist, so this will be easy.
Yeah.
And
that's the vibe we were giving off.
Well, just,
yeah,
just...
Katie with her armpit hair and her crazy ass
and
haircut.
And her Padawan haircut.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was like, all right, like This is like straight out of the pages of my story already.
Yeah,
so it was,
totally.
It was not
the story.
The story.
Wow.
I mean, the story.
Very.
but yeah, so I thought it was pretty. I was like, all right, let's fucking go. I was mostly just like, don't be. I think so. Don't be yourself, which is just a fucking like bumpkin white guy, whatever.
No, he's like not the cowardly lion, but there's something about you. You just have a little heart of gold.
Gentle giant.
He's
a
gentle giant.
I remember packing for this and being like, oh my God, those are stupid.
Oh my God.
Oh, that's so cute. God damn.
Okay, I have two things to say about Ivan, about this, the Harry Styles tour specifically. I don't really remember too much from that tour, but I have two Ivan memories. The first one is, looking over at Ivan, you had broken up with someone recently around this tour, and Ivan was drawing on his iPhone little stick figure drawings of a girl ripping out his heart.
No, I don't think it was stick figure. I think it was
it
like
was quite detailed.
Detailed.
And it was the heart not only being ripped out, but being thrown into a bin.
Trash can.
Into a trash
you
bin.
You are... receptacle. If that doesn't exemplify you... You know what I mean? A man who
I remember
who has the ability to draw on an iPhone.
He's a good artist.
A beautiful drawing, but then to be drawing the most intensely sad.
I remember seeing that and I was like, oh, so he has like
he has big feelings.
Ivan also it should be known that to all audience members that Ivan is arguably the most sort of he's a Pisces. That just says it all.
Ivan and I were both.
Ivan's the biggest weeper of the band now.
Ivan and I will look at each other and start weeping.
And whenever we do Rose and Thorn, he will probably say something that will make us feel very
emotional.
And
a lot of the time he's writing it in his notes app as we're going around the table.
That's you know.
Your birthday speech to Gio got me. And I don't think you wrote that.
That one came
that
from
was off the cuff
deep,
and that was
deep
it was
within
beautiful.
The aorta. Yeah,
it was like really beautiful.
What was the guy's name from
Knox Lewis? Isaac.
He
so
was
cute.
Even touched.
Shout out to Isaac. He was like, so dude, cute. Me and my band, we're really mean to each other. Like in a fun way.
We are too. But
shout
it's
out to Knox
different.
Lewis.
But absolutely in love.
I remember I was like, Naomi was one of the most stunning like musicians and like,
damn.
Really
thanks,
like,
bud.
Made me reevaluate how I approach just like you were. I was like, because there's two guitar players, but one of them isn't a guitar player. They're a musician who picked up a guitar, and that just happened to be what happened.
You saying that.
I relate to that.
Absolutely.
And
you told me once something that I think about a lot, and you were like, you play the guitar like a keyboard.
You do.
Yeah. You play the guitar like no one told you how it's supposed to happen.
Yeah.
which bended my mind. And then there's Josette, who I was like, I immediately fell in love with the playing. Like, even to this day, when I hear you play so special, I'm just like, God damn it. These fucking lines are so sick. And it's just like, definitely what I aim to do all the time.
It's
like,
fun to play that song again.
Like,
I love it.
The amount of, times that I reference, or even that you are referenced in like GT writing sessions,
this man's being
is
very
comical.
Kind.
GT is good terms, which is Ivan's band.
Yeah, that
good
everyone
terms.
Says streams. Streams. Everyone goes streams.
Everyone goes streams it.
And then, I mean, so this tour, they were doing Harry Styles, and Harry Styles was doing The Chain, Fleetwood Mac, and like had sung with
Stevie
Nicks a few times. And so you guys are doing a cover.
We used Edge 17,
we bodied that shit.
And I heard Katie sing that for the first time, and I left my fucking body.
Aww.
Yeah, we really used to body that song, guys.
Yeah,
we really
loved it.
Immediately was just like, this is generational talent, and this is out of control.
Bitch.
That's very kind.
It's very sweet.
And yeah, I remember it was really funny. I still have the video as well. You guys were like, okay, nobody record, because you were rehearsing at USC. In exchange for doing a little like question and answer.
Yeah, they let us use the soundstage.
Oh, yeah.
And
shout out Chris Samson.
One of the things is like, this is a rehearsal for a tour. Don't film. And then I was in the very back and I was like, if I don't film this Edge of 17 for my mom, who loves Stevie Nicks and Fleetwood Mac, I'm an idiot. So I'm back there filming. And at the I can see halfway through, Katie clocks me filming, but doesn't yet know it's me. One, because she doesn't know me very well and like doesn't like register my being.
She doesn't know who I am.
and two, because it's in the dark and she's got lights pointing at her face. At the end of it, she's like, okay, to whoever in the back, we asked you, please don't be filming. So like, delete that.
And
I was like, oh,
and we're
no.
Like, it's Ivan.
Because
I forgot it was an open.
That's really funny.
I forgot it was an
had
open
no
rehearsal.
Yeah,
we
yeah.
let people just come to yeah. rehearsal to use the space.
And I was like, I won't post this. This is for my mom.
The funny thing is, like, I think doing there, the public rehearsal is like how we live our lives.
Yeah,
For sure.
Like, we live our lives as a band as public rehearsals.
You're constantly practicing in public.
And also, we're constantly just like, here's what it actually is like. I mean, like, us having this conversation is like, here's what, we're in the back lounge, upstairs in the bus, we're all fucking tired, we have to wake up. I mean, we're awake now,
this is the second night in one day.
Yeah, this we've had two nights
in one day. Back to bed after this?
No.
No way.
I'm going to go down while we watch.
I don't know.
Yeah, we can put a movie on.
Oh, but we're going to. When we get
go to
bed
when we get to the ferry,
When we get
y'all
to the ferry,
are not
yes.
Up.
No way.
No, but I certainly fell in love with all of you.
And we are in love with you, with
and
you
as well.
And it just got better from there.
Yeah, now we're addicted to Ivan. We literally haven't done a project without him. Literally,
because we literally
helped us build our studio.
Yeah, I mean,
Ivan's a man of many talents.
Is literally. We haven't played a show without him in 6 years, 5 years.
1,000.
I say that you haven't. I said you haven't played a show without me since summer of 2017.
Yeah, it's true.
One thing I'd like to discuss with all of you before we leave is one amazing thing that Harry Styles brought into our life, which was a woman named Sarah. This woman
if
named
she
Sarah.
Was here, I would be so happy.
We're surprising this you with Sarah.
Do you remember Sarah's catering?
He never.
Oh my God!
Wait, did Ivan have it? Dude?
Sarah was in the States with us.
Oh, I didn't remember.
Yeah, Sarah was in the States.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
it was so fucking good.
Sarah was shocking.
The thing that I will say this, and I've said this about the thing that Harry Styles did the most amazing thing by. I'm serious.
He did a few amazing things for us. But
he
this
spent
was...
the money on a like when you're on tour like playing those sides. He was doing a small tour. It was theaters.
It was his first ever solo tour.
Yeah, and so it was small.
Supporting his new record,
and but he bodied it.
And he had
paid
never
for
played
people.
Small venues.
I know. I mean, he was unbelievable.
So fucking cool.
I mean, he was a superstar. But the thing that I think is the best is that he didn't like a lot of people would just have. He'd probably just have a private chef. He paid for everybody to eat the same catering that he had.
And he was in catering every day with everyone.
Catering almost every day. The only times when he didn't were if he was, you know, maybe tired or whatever. But like, if you didn't know who Harry Styles was, you would walk in and go, there's just a bunch of crew guys in here, and one of them is extremely gorgeous.
Really
this crew guy is hotter than a lot of them.
Yeah.
He was gorgeous.
Shirt and you'd never know, and he's tatted up.
You guys remember when he sat on Katie's lap?
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, I thought the world was going to implode.
I just didn't know what to do
that was
with
fun.
Him, so I
he's
just
a bit, he's
my...
a, he was like, a bit of fun. He was down for
yeah,
a
yeah, I mean, he was
down for, he was up for a laugh.
I watched football with him for like 2.5 hours on a couch.
That's so
chill.
If that isn't you, I don't know
awesome.
What is.
It was so the Green Bay-Dallas game.
Yeah, because he's a Packers fan.
He's a Packers fan, because when he moved to L.A., the girl he was living with was a Packers fan.
Cute.
It was his first little tattoo.
And that's
then,
so
that is
cute.
So funny.
And then Green Bay beat Dallas.
Damn.
And then our next date was, we were in Atlanta at the time, and our next date was in Dallas. And I was like, good luck, dude.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
don't talk
yeah.
about it.
Yeah, that's good.
And it didn't matter because
no one cared.
His listenership is not super football based.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, boo-boos. Should we wrap it?
Yeah.
Let's
Katie,
wrap
Katie's
for tonight.
Been, eyes have been rolling back in her head since she looked at her phone.
as is what happens. And you know
the
what? I'm sorry.
Toxic
you're
place.
Okay.
Take responsibility.
Hey, it's okay.
I heard booby.
I forgive you.
That's what I heard.
Booby?
I heard, I'm sorry, I just want booby, but you said movie. It
I
occurs
want
to
boobie.
Me now.
She's cupping, boobie. She's using her, Katie's obsessed with me. She's using her feet to cup my one foot.
It's nice.
It is nice.
together.
It is nice.
This was nice to have a little recap.
This was really cute.
This was actually super cute.
Yeah.
Anyways, we get to do the fantastic part. Well, thank you guys for listening. We're not going to rate a review because fuck that right now.
We
but,
could do
but
it.
I love
if you
guys.
Want to.
Oh, if you wanted to. I mean, we've done recording a long time.
You know what? I have to say something. The rating a review started out as a bit.
Yeah.
And then it kind of got out of hand, and then now it's just like reading nice things that people say about us. And
maybe
sometimes
that's
I
nice.
Feel
I want someone to
really
be funny.
Dumb doing it.
Someone be funny.
Yeah. Well, no, that's what I've been saying is like I want a 5-star review, but then say something.
It's interesting.
Mean.
Do you see,
don't
mean?
Say anything mean.
Is it not worth it right now?
I got you. So this one says, Joe reading sponsorships by Liv Gay.
People Liz love gay. Joe's ad
Please
reads.
Have Joe read all the sponsorship messages because I listened intently to them and then wanted to listen to them again because I love Joe's ability to try to be serious. Smiley face.
To try to
ability
be serious.
Ability to try.
You guys, I'm,
How about
I have to be
lack
honest.
Of ability?
I yeah. have to be honest. I'm never trying to be serious.
But yeah, I mean, if
I think
you have
you
to.
You have to a little.
Oh, we're gonna yeah, have serious. To. I have you to read. Can't. I have to read this. The
verbatim parts.
I have to read the verbatim parts. But yeah.
Yeah. Joe tried to record an ad the other
week. They wouldn't
they
let
didn't
I,
accept
I, this
it.
This is the first time I wasn't accepted for who I was.
That was it. Yeah, that was it.
That
Do
was
you want
nice.
A different one?
Thank no,
you.
But I just you made me. Think it was gonna be
different,
horrific, or something?
No, I make you think that.
I didn't make you think.
I didn't make you think anything.
Do you guys ever think that Katie's no. pajamas kind of look like she's wearing a big sack?
That's like actually what I. This I is the thing that's
the
ironic
vibe.
About all my like stage clothes is like I really like wearing this huge clothes.
You, I mean, when I'm on not on stage, I'm not wearing my tight little pants.
I love you guys so much. Good job doing this, and I love you, Katie.
I love you guys so much, Ivan. You are my Christine to my Phantom of the Opera. and you know this. I've said it many a time. Anyways, thank you for doing this. You let us get one in the bag. For you boys. Anyways, I love you guys. I love you. You don't look away from me. I love you.
That was to me.
Yeah. We're making direct eye contact.
Look at me.
Yeah.
Hey, stop it.
We're scissoring. Sorry, it got confusing.
Stop looking away. Stop looking away. I love you.
I love you.
You look at me. You were easy. I love you.
I love you.
That's the kind of treatment I want.
Easiness?
You.
Yeah. Ease.
I gotta get out.
I love
of
you, Josette. I love you guys.
Wow. She lost her mind in the last 30 seconds of this episode. Okay. Who's next?
Joe made sustained eye contact to the point where I started crying.
It's kind of sad.
Girl.
No, you probably
that's
did.
That's what you did. Because whoever snitched it,
flitched it.
I was going to say. I didn't get really the time in this episode
asshole.
Where I was being number one angel to Naomi, who I'm a star for all of tour. Stop trying to get in my ass, girl. Stop it.
Joe, that's Katie trying to get in Joe's ass. Joe has been number one star. Daddy's number one star this tour.
That's fine. It's not like I've been trying really hard to get you to like me or anything.
Katie. Katie has been
sack pajamas.
Teacher's
sexy whore.
Teacher's
get
yeah.
out of my fucking vagina. She's obsessed with my vagina.
We didn't talk about the fact that I went during Home by Now yesterday.
Yeah, you and I just
went. Well, because I was like,
I put my arm like, through her vagina.
I saw Katie walk out onto the wet, and I was like, she's going to come back and slip. And
yeah,
like,
that's why
shit.
I got scared.
That's
why we didn't run. That's why we didn't run. But so then we just kind of like patted each other's parts in a circle.
It was really
seriously
strange.
Jack, why are you trying to get
I just
in
want,
my butt?
I don't want
to
get in. I just want
to
be in there.
She keeps trying to go
it doesn't need to be in the butt. No, I'll stop there. Doing that. Just let me put it near it.
There's something
I'm
wrong.
Stop doing that.
Let me just put it
near it. Let me just put it near it. Oh, please.
Every guy ever.
Yeah.
I just want to be close.
I just want to put it near it.
That's
hell
like,
yeah.
I have
I'm
that
gonna
same
start,
problem.
I have that problem.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm gonna put it near it.
title of that.
Yeah. What is the word that we said?
Bing deck.
Bing deck.
Bing,
put it near
bing
it.
Deck.
I love you guys and I love myself.
No, that's
bing
not
deck.
That's not, what it, that's not what we say.
I love you, Katie. I love you, Josette. I love you, Ivan. Ivan, you were a superstar of a guest. Thank you for joining us.
Yes. Thank you for having me.
The fans will be ecstatic to hear your lovely voice on this pod and to hear all more stories about you. Joe's looking at me like, kind of like when the guy... in The Shining is breaking through the door and the woman's screaming.
Here's
she
kind of
looked like the woman screaming.
Oh, yeah.
Shelley Duvall.
Shelley Duvall.
but smiling. If she, if you put the filter on her where she's smiling.
Yes.
I love you, Josette. Baby's daddy's number one little favorite baby star. I love you, Katie. You've done a wonderful job on this tour.
Thank you.
And I'm proud of you. Naomi, I love every little thing about you. From your tip, from the tip of your dome to
the tip of your
Bing deck.
To the tip of your 8-inch long clit.
That, yeah, brother.
Girls cannot stop raving about.
Dude, did you see the sign? Naomi signed my tits. Was
I did
on my
see that.
Side.
I laughed at that.
It was
and
funny.
I was like, wrong side, girl.
Yeah,
but I it's all good. And then there was a Joe, can I please have a guitar pick on my side? And I was
very
like,
PG.
You guys better, you better switch. Pick.
You better switch.
You better switch.
Oh, she did. Sorry to interrupt you about your clit, but I had to say that.
Anyway, it's freaking huge, and I love that about me a lot.
Hell yeah, brother. Okay, Ivan, now it's your turn.
As we all know, I love you guys. Thank you for letting me in and taking a chance on me.
Oh, love you. God damn it.
Anyway. Anyways. Naomi, I love you and your gorgeous hair.
Love you.
Whoa.
Love Katie, you and your gorgeous hair.
I love you and your gorgeous hair.
Wow, hell yeah.
Josette, I love you and your gorgeous hair.
Woo! Yes.
I love you, Ivan. I love you guys.
Love
wow.
You.
And
do you love your gorgeous hair?
Yeah. And I do love my gorgeous
and
hair.
And Ivan has a spectacular mane. Bye, guys.
That was fun. Gaiotic is a production of HeadGum.
Created and hosted by us, the band Muna, but mostly we're known as the famous podcasters from the podcast Gaiotic.
Our producer is Anya Kanevskaya.
And our associate producer is Ali Khan.
If you want to prove that you love us, feel free to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify or wherever people review podcasts. We might even pick your review and talk about it if it's a really good and really nice one.
You can subscribe to Gaiotic on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher,
wherever you get your podcasts.
New episodes drop on Hump Day, Wednesday. One of the greatest days of the week, baby.
That's right. We do this regularly because we have fucking discipline.
You're listening to our voices right now, which sound pretty good. But guess what? The face cards don't decline either. So head over to our Instagram at whereismuna and like one of our photos. I mean, truly any dopamine hit we can get is helpful.
Meet you right back here next week.
That was a HeadGum podcast.